Zelango, this is Connecticut Taco. What you're about to hear is a Human Rights Radio exclusive presentation that was first aired Sunday, September 23rd, 2001, at 11:30 p.m., entitled Human Rights Patrol, Part 4, Who's Bombing Who? Your guest will be out of the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, owner and operator of Human Rights Radio, 94.3 FM, Kaka Inko Uhuru. Your host will be out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, runaway slave, Kaka and Bana Kentaco. Have a pleasant flight.
So this land is dead. people status up in this land, it is clear.
Our folks are still held hostage, won't ask questions, ruled by fear.
See, Uncle Sam does know he owes our folk a big time debt. He knows his lies can't help him, truth's our weapon, we'll collect. We're talking reparations, that's right, we know we are old.
Cause for 11 generations, in here we were bought and sold.
Choice. Human Rights Radio brings you part four of the Human Rights Patrol. That's right, live on the internet, www.pirateradio@about.com brings you the Human Rights Patrol. Let's go by way of telephone out to the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina. Hook up with our war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, owner and operator of Human Rights Radio in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina. Warrior, Inko, Yahuru, and Zalango to your warrior.
Zalango, brother.
How we be, sir?
Brother, we stand strong, brother, ready to kick some signs and bring our people to the awakening. The battle's not over. We must keep up the front, brother.
Well, brother, you know, we titled this here particular edition of the Human Rights Patrol, Who's Bombing Who, huh?
That's right, brother.
It appears that a quasi-state of martial law exists in the criminal enterprise called the United States. A lot of folks think it came up on September 11, 2001, don't they?
That's what they think, bruv.
But our elder scholar, Dr. Brock, taught us, along with your father, Sensei, taught us, we've been under martial law since when, brother?
Since we got here, bruv.
You're dang all right, and all you got to do is look at those seven clauses of military control in the Constitution, right?
That's right, bruv.
I mean, it's right there if anybody want to look at it. And we're going to spend the time today talking about some things relative to the September 11, 2000 situation. Because if there was ever a better case example that Europeans are serfs, they did it there, didn't they, brother?
They did it right there, brother. They started from the beginning, brother.
I mean, look at it. Look at all the things that were going on prior to 11th of September 2000. First of all, that crook y'all called yourselves a president stole his way into the crack house, right?
From the start, brother.
From the start, he stole his way in there. And everybody knowed it was dirty. They said they stopped the elections and while he was in the lead, because if they had kept counting votes, he'd have lost. And that was going to cause him irreparable harm, right?
And brother, make it so bad, you can see that the other criminal, Gore, was right along with him by the way he handled him.
Well, Gore is futurist, man.
That's right, brother.
Al Gore is with the Tofflers and them, man. And so Gore don't, with Gore and them, it don't matter who in charge as long as the devil's way is the way.
That's right, brother.
You know, so they got a little GW up in there, the son of the CIA chief, on a crooked tip. And then, you know, you remember all the concerns that were being raised about pigs brutalizing people. Housing, the concerns about, you know, we ain't into inorganic medicine, you know, like prescription drugs. But look at what folks were protesting about, the high price of all that, right?
And not only about that with the drugs, brother, that the drugs they put now is ineffective and at low doses, brother. So, you know, in the use of your taking it, you don't know whether you're getting the correct dose or not.
And it ain't made for us, no way. But the point was that these folks were protesting the high price of this stuff, right?
That's right, bro.
Do you hear anything about that anymore?
Don't hear nothing about it, bro.
And there was also a big old report that came out from the government about the serious number of children that are in prostitution in this country.
That's right, bro.
Do you hear anything about that?
Nothing, bro.
Do you hear anything about high cost of college tuition anymore?
No, bro.
Do you hear anything about the fact that Harvard reported, according to the Conscious Rasta, Kitty Obi Owadu, that they killed 1.3 million folks every year in this country from medical accident. Do you hear anything about that?
That's it, bro.
You heard some conversation about the white from the white people about globalization, didn't you?
That's right, bro.
They were following them little bank meetings all over, wasn't it?
All over, bro.
Do you hear anything else about that?
Thank you, brother. There ain't no talk about that.
Well, where are the bootlickers on reparations, brother?
I'm telling you, bro.
See, that right there shows you that the bootlickers are mentally ill because they believe one morning of killing white folks amounts to 11, well, it's actually more important than the killing of Africans for 11 generations.
For 11 generations, brother.
11.
100 million of us were kidnapped from our motherland, and they tried to minimalize it, brother, and say it was only 10 million, brother.
I mean, please, man, don't that beat 4,000?
I'm telling you, brother.
By a long way?
By a long way, brother.
Even though we know they lying, because our elders counted, they said these devils took 100 million of our people. Now, let me tell you something. Some folks said that is impossible. If they took one of us, it would be a crime.
That's right, bro.
Because we got to comprehend what Elder Scholar Dr. Brock taught us all about the circumstances that we're in. Let's go to the Devil's Constitution to reinforce what the Elder taught us about martial law. You go right there, bam, Article 4, Section 2, Clause 3, right, brother?
That's right, bro.
Is that the one where they said that we, the persons, were three-fifths of a person?
Brother, I think that's Article 1, you said Section 4?
Article 4, let's go to Article 4, Section 2, Clause 3. That's where the part in there about us being held, and then we'll go to Article 1. You got that there, Word?
Yes, brother.
Okay, we're going to go to Article 4.
Okay, Article 4.
Section 2.
2.
Clause 3.
It says, person held to service, to labor or service in one state, fleeing to another to be returned.
Now, the key that we've been taught in that whole phrase is what? One word.
That's right.
Held.
Held.
That means against your will.
That's right.
That means there's something going on that you don't agree with, but you ain't got no say-so about it.
That's right.
When I hold you, that means you can say no, but I'm holding you.
That's right.
That means martial law had to be there. And as Dr. Brock teaches, it was brung into effect when they gave the president a name with two words.
That's right.
Commander and Chief.
Right.
Now, think about the seriousness of that. You had a people here, like us, captive, like we were, who were keep running, right?
That's right.
Then you had the native people you had to beat down because they were saying, hey, y'all got to go. This ain't y'all crib.
That's right. From
the get-go, martial law was... martial law has been in effect. You can't get around that.
That's right.
Look at that clause. Look at that word, held. That's why, African, if you were on the wrong part of town... The 5-0, like we've been taught to tell you, get back where you belong because you got to play slave.
That's right, brother.
You still got to play slave. You're still held.
Says here, brother, no person held to service or labor in one state of the laws thereof, escaping to another, shall in consequence of any law or regulation therein be discharged from such service or labor, but shall be delivered up on fame of the party to whom such service or labor may be due.
Now, that's why we had to be held.
That's right.
Because we wasn't cooperating. And they said, if you get away, so everybody was obliged to bring you back. That was the law. That's martial law, ain't it? See, a lot of folks will say that the reason why the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment wasn't applicable, didn't apply to anything, is because they were, Lincoln did them during martial law. Right? They came up during martial law, right?
That's right, bro.
Well, that's a trip because the martial law was there to get go. Nothing they've done has been legal. Right?
Hey, brother, I'm coming from the black Americans, a history in their own world.
Go ahead, worry.
By Milton Meltzer.
Break it down.
And it says, only the white race, the superior race, could vote. In the fall elections of 1865, prominent Confederates were put in office everywhere, and the great task of Reconstruction placed in their hands.
And dig on that. Did you know that the folks in the South that owned us?
That's right.
They got reparations.
That's right.
If they owned $5,000 worth of African people, the government gave them $5,000 cash.
That's right.
Compensation for their loss. What did we get? What did we get? We got nothing.
That's right.
And see, there's some points I got to get in before time gets away, as Elder taught us. And Warrior Inko, I know you brung these up to the people again, so I'm going to bring them back again because I know you brung them up for a very scholarly reason. We got to know this truth, y'all. Whenever man's law is not real, like it violates divine law.
That's right.
Like the law that holds the planets in place, the law that defines what a bird is supposed to be and do.
That's right.
The law that defines what a human being is supposed to be and do. Whenever man's law violates that law, and it clearly did, right?
That's right, brother.
You revert to what law, brother? Divine law.
That's right, brother.
You go by, and divine law says we have a right to either agree or disagree with the rules and regulations of this government called mutuality.
That's right, brother.
There was no mutuality with African people. In fact, as Dr. Brock and Senseiya teaches us, that when you trip on it, when they brung their 14th Amendment, they didn't say, do you niggas want to be with us? They said, the law says you with us now.
That's right, bro.
The law says you with us. You can't do nothing. You are now, what was the key word? Subject to their
jurisdiction, bro.
That's the key. Did we choose to be subject?
No, bro.
Did they offer us a choice to go home?
No mutuality. No.
None. 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 And in order for any agreement to be binding of that nature,
as brother says here, the sign of how they plan to carry out the reconstruction was visible at once. Black codes were adopted by the state legislature in which all but name restored the black to his old position of slave.
And key, at that time before slavery ended, they had in here what they call common law courts.
That's right, brother.
Where you could go in and say, look, divine law say you can't do me like this.
That's right, brother.
But as we were taught, When the former slave master contemplated his ex-slave getting together with 11 of his peers and trying them, they eliminated the common court.
That's right, bro.
They eliminated them. Now, the only thing you guaranteed in law, African, is some hunky will sit up there and listen to what you say. That's it.
That's right.
They don't give a damn. That's why they say guilty as soon as you done. Because all you were guaranteed, not a fair trial, but what? A hearing.
That's right, brother.
Because the 14th Amendment, as we were taught, and you can go research this stuff. This is the thing about what we're talking about. You can go to, give them Dr. Brock's website, Brother Inca.
It's www.directblackaction.com.
You go research this. The 14th Amendment is not the same due process clause that white people got in the Bill of Rights. The 14th Amendment is based on a due process clause come up from the Romans.
That's right.
And that was something they imposed on folks they subjugated.
That's right, bro.
See, that's why we didn't have a choice. They said, okay, we threw slaving them like that. Okay, now you niggas get over here. You're now under the control of who? The Attorney General.
That's right, bro.
You are a military. You here. You don't got no say-so. See? So not only do we must remember that, you know, we did not agree. There is no mutuality in this whole arrangement between us and these hostile folks, right?
Right, bro.
We also got to remember to always disclaim, remind them when you go to court, I have never, never been a party to your documentation.
That's right.
Your boy Taney said that in the Dred Scott decision.
And dude, just like Yvonne Worsley, right here in the criminal files called North Carolina, Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, she told the IRS, you are not under your jurisdiction. I am not a citizen of this country. And right now in the state of North Carolina, nor this United States government can prove that she is a citizen.
Yeah, we want the documentation.
That's right.
Bring the documentation that shows that we came to some kind of mutuality on this here conversation about being governed by this government.
That's right, bro.
We didn't have a choice. They passed the law and said, okay, now get over here. Period. Period.
And brother, we have time to bring in that Wall Street Journal article?
Brother, we might as well, because when they so-called let us loose, eliminating the common court so we couldn't get no redress, right?
That's right.
What did they do to put us right back to work, brother? The Wall Street Journal got the facts, don't they?
Sure do, bro.
Give them the vitals on that. You can get this off the internet.
It says, from Alabama's past, capitalism teamed with racism to create cruel partnership. Birmingham, Alabama, on March the 30th, 1908, Green Cottonham was arrested by the Shelby County, Alabama sheriff and charged with vagrancy. After 3 days in the county jail, the 22-year-old African-American The next day, he was handed over to a unit of U.S. Steel Corporation and put to work with hundreds of other convicts in notorious Pratt Mines Complex on the outskirts of Birmingham.
And that lasted until 1930.
It says 4 months later, he was still at the coal mines when tuberculosis killed him.
And man, don't they talk in that article about the fields of graves of our people?
I'm telling you, bro.
Free. We were supposed to have been free. But you know what it took to be convicted of a crime back then?
All they do is look at somebody, bro.
There you go. No state built prisons back then.
That's right.
The intent of that whole Black Codes was to turn us into slaves again.
That's right, bro.
Look at the 13th Amendment, Article 2.
That's right, bro. It says right here.
Break it down, warrior.
It says right here, the Black Americans are history in their own words. It says, the codes permitted blacks to be sold in temporary bondage for vagrancy. This is a white man's government, said the new governor of South Carolina, and intended for white men only.
That's what they said in law.
Sullivan said, amen.
And then something.
That's right.
When the Dred Scott thing came up, they said, we was never intended. That's what Tainer said. That it was never intended that descendants of African people be now, yesterday, today, or tomorrow.
But brother, what
citizens of the, you got it wrote there?
He said what he wrote was that those who were slaves when the Constitution was ratified are still slaves, and so are their ancestors, and they have no rights that a white man are bound to respect.
Now, do you need any more plain than that? Now, you can't get around these facts. See, we're not arguing opinion with people.
That's right.
We're bringing you they stuff. You don't want to hear it, that's your problem. It's not going to change our people's problem. See, we're not like all these other so-called flag wavers waving this red, white, and blue behind the government-sponsored shut up about your problems campaign.
That's right.
Shut up about it. You know, we're not with that. Our people's 11-generation struggle to get out this land still goes on. Let us again define our status as we were taught by the elders. First of all, we're here because originally some outside forces invaded our land, right?
That's right, bro.
Without our having no knowledge, the Queen of England sent John Hawkins and them thugs to invade our land, right?
That's right, bro.
After the invasion, what did they do? They waged war on us. They waged war on us. Don't say they came and made us slaves. They waged war on us.
That's right.
Then they took us captive.
And, bro, that's what Thomas Paine said, bro.
That's right.
So when he wrote the Declaration of Independence, he said he, King George III, has waged cruel war against human nature itself.
Human nature against itself.
Itself.
That means against divine law itself.
That's right, bro.
After the war, they exported us to this land.
That's right.
Exported us. We didn't say, hey, can you take us with you? They forced us on ships.
That's right, bro.
And then they made us, when they got us here, physical slaves.
And brother, I'm trying to think of the country it was. I think it was Zambia, one of them. But one of those African slaveholders came out and said that, if you ask for reparations, then you have to get it from me too, because I'm African and I held slaves. And I say, well, you're damn right. You owe too.
We're collecting everywhere it's owed, brother. We're collecting from who it's owed. See, because what they did, you got to comprehend, and I'm going to throw this in here, and y'all can deal with it what you want. Some folks believe that the world got messed up when folks wanted to learn the knowledge of right and wrong. You understand
right.
What I'm saying?
That's right, bro.
Some folks said the world got messed up because folks wanted to know the knowledge of right and wrong.
That's what they say, bro.
These are the folks who said there's nothing wrong with, well, put it this way. If you don't know, if you think that it's a crime to know what's right and wrong, you have to be anti-human, because your strength is in your ability to find divine law, what it is, and submit yourself to it.
That's
you
right, bro.
You can only do it if you deal with what's right and wrong.
That's right, bro.
You can only do that if you, so when our elders teach us that these fools is anti-human, Thomas Paine said they wage cruel and unjust war against human nature itself.
Yeah, bro.
Dang. Not against the Inco.
That's right.
But against human nature itself.
That's right, bro. So, it went on to say, brother, that the warfare, the opprobrium of infidel powers, is the warfare of the Christian King of Great Britain, determined to keep open a market where man should be bought and sold. He has prostituted his negative for suppressing every legislative attempt to prohibit or to restrain this inscrutable commerce.
Now, what was the real at the time they wrote this? The real was King George had outlawed slavery in England.
That's right.
Because he said his recognition of common law, his recognition of divine law, made it so slavery could not be legal.
That's right.
And here they come, accusing him of what they fully intended of doing.
That's right, bruv.
I think we need to conversate on this a little bit more, African people.
That's right, bruv.
And don't get me wrong, I have sympathy for all humanity. You know what I'm saying? But it's a dang on shame when we can equate the loss of an afternoon worth of folks to 11 generations.
That's right, bro.
And these African-Americans say, don't talk about that right now. Everybody's sad. Well, I'm still sad, too.
That's right, bro. Every time I think of my ancestors and what they went through, what they continue to go through, when you brought out 1995, how they still kidnapping our people off the streets of Raleigh, North Carolina, and enslaving them in the fields, brother.
Still today, the garment district in L.A., responsible for 10% of L.A.'s economy, and it's slave labor.
That's right.
And all you smart alecks out there who think you all this, how in the world are you competing against slave labor?
That's right, bro.
You don't even get it. Warrior, it's time for us to get out of here.
All right, bro.
Can you drop the sources you gave to the folks?
Yes, brother. I was coming from the Black Americans, the History of Their Own Worlds, Milton Meltzer. Also from Black Protest, History, Documents, and Analysis, 1619 to the Present by Joanne Grant. The 1992 Information Please Almanac. And brother, I also got that Wall Street Journal from interactive.wallstreetjournal.com/articles. And July 16, 2001. And brother?
The evidence is on the table.
That's right.
We don't care about your opinion. Of course, you should have one, but you should base it on something that's factual, right?
Hey, brother.
Brother, I'll tell you another scholarly mission. Last edition, I said it was flight 4470 here in the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, when in fact it was 4471, and today we're in 4478. Remind y'all listening over www.pirateradioataboutcom. On the West Coast, you can catch Brother Michael Hibbett at 103.3 FM, Bayview Hunters Point, Human Rights Radio. In the central part of the Criminal Enterprise called United States and Illinois, in the Criminal Enterprise called Decatur, you can catch Brother Lavelle Johnson at 99.9 FM. Here in the Criminal Enterprise called Springfield, you can catch us at 106.5. And on the East Coast, in the Criminal Enterprise called Durham, you can catch Warrior Inco at 94.3 FM, the Human Rights Radio Network, growing big time, right, Warrior?
That's right, brother, every day, brother.
Brother, we pick this up next time.
That brother will be right back, brother.
On the telephones with us tonight out of the Criminal Enterprise called Raleigh, North Carolina, is war correspondent commander in the human, Durham, North Carolina. In the Criminal Enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, is war correspondent commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force. Kakai Inko Yahuru is at the night desk. I'm Abana Kentaco. You've been listening to Volume 4 of the Human Rights Patrol. We're in our 4,478th night of broadcasting, and there is no question about it. You're listening to the People's Choice, because the people choose to listen to
the Human Rights Radio Network.
You got it.
We will remember the humanity.
We will remember the humanity.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
We will strive to bring new values.
We will strive to bring new values.
And new life to our people.
And new life to our people.
We will have peace and harmony among us.
We will have peace and harmony among us.
We will be loving.
We will be loving.
Sharing.
Sharing.
And creative.
And creative.
We will work.
We will work.
Study.
Study.
And listen.
And listen.
So we may learn.
So we may learn.
Learn so we may teach.
Learn so we may teach.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will struggle to resurrect.
And unify our homeland.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will have discipline.
We will have
Patience.
Patience.
Devotion.
Devotion.
Encourage.
Encourage.
We will live as models.
We will live as models.
To provide new direction for our people.
To provide new direction for our people.
We will be free and self-determining.
We will be free and self-determining.
We are African people.
We are African people.
Aleluia.
Aleluia.
Continue on.
Continue on.